Thanks for joining today's podcast, The Fear of Missing Out. Sometimes it's easy to be living in a perpetual state of FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. That's a phrase coined by Rob Bell. We see all the parts and pieces of life that are going on around us, and it seems that whatever and wherever we are just doesn't measure up. Sadly, social media sometimes perpetuates that. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine recently conducted a study about the effects of social media habits on the mood of users. The research determined that the more time that young adults use social media, the more likely they are to be depressed. Why would heavy social media usage cause depression? The exposure to highly idealized representation of peers on social media elicits feelings of envy and the distorted belief that others lead happier, more successful lives, says the study. Sometimes when we spend time trolling on social media, we end up feeling like we are wasting our time as well. Also, spending time on social media increases the exposure to cyberbullying, thus causing feelings of depression. And social media fuels internet addiction, which is considered a psychiatric condition linked to depression. Or perhaps it's because social media feeds into our FOMO, our FOMO, our fear of missing out. Picture yourself standing at a fence, looking out to beyond the world, worrying what is beyond your actual fence. The world beyond often seems like the land of what we don't have. The world beyond is what we aren't. The world beyond is something that we long to have and causes us to be unhappy with what we don't have. It's the intelligence that we just don't measure up to, if we could just get there. Sometimes I fear we spend half of our lives living between if only and then I'd. If only I blank, then I'd blank. Examples. If only I made more money, then we could put our kids through college without going into debt. If only my parents or kids or some other family member lived closer to me, I'd spend more time with them. If only I were more handsome, or if only I were more pretty, or if only I were prettier, he or she would like me more. What is your if only, then I'd? Because truthfully, we all have things that fill in those blanks, and oftentimes, really, they're unnecessary. We don't need those things after all. We have our fence that we're looking beyond, and the things we see and want are things that we actually don't even really need. Yet we think that the land beyond is that which will make us happy. Yet happiness doesn't come from beyond the fence. Happiness comes from within. Steve Jobs said for 33 years he would wake up, look in the mirror, and ask himself if he was happy about what he was going to do that day. If he answered no more than a couple of times in a row, he knew that something had to change. When you wake up tomorrow, ask yourself that question. Am I happy doing what I'm doing today? Then, a step that Jobs doesn't talk about, once that you ask the question and get the answer, either thank God for the happiness in the situation, or ask God to show you the way to bring change to it so that you can find happiness. There's a quote from the movie Fences. Some people build fences to keep people out, and other people build fences to keep people in. What if we stop letting our own fences be something that causes us to look beyond at what we don't have? What if, in fact, we tear down all of our fences and quit looking beyond for what we do or do not have? What if we start looking within? This becomes an opportunity and place for communion with one another and with God. If we did that, we would replace the FOMO, the fear of missing out, with a sense of contentment that leads to joy. Philippians 4:12-13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in and with every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Thanks for joining today's podcast devotion.